with Martin Bester.
Yes, it's time for Good Morning Angels. Thank you so much for writing to us. Our address is angels@jacarandafm.com. angels@jacarandafm.com. And this time round, I mean, the most famous person I know that's from Eldorado Park is our very own Liesel Laurie. Not with us here this morning, but we are definitely going to go to her neighborhood this morning to see if we can make a difference in the lives of, well, it's actually was written by a neighbor. That's what I love about this.
Good morning, angels.
So someone's neighbor wrote to us and told us a story about Veronica Lowe and her family and exactly what happened to them. Russell, are you on the line? Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Oh, sure. I can't hear him at all. Sounds like you're very, very far away, Russell.
Russell, I can't hear.
Who's that? Is that Veronica?
Yes.
Hello, Veronica. Well, I can hear you clearly.
Yes.
Russell, are you there?
Russell?
But that's perfectly fine, actually. Hello. Veronica. I can hear you so nicely, so we can drop Russell. Hello?
Yeah, my phone dropped. Yes, the phone dropped, and I'm here with Veronica, so I did not call.
Oh, okay, no problem. Russell, thank you so much for writing to us. Much appreciated. Tell us the story that you told us about your neighbor, Veronica, and her family.
Yes, well, what happened is on, you know, the 10th of June, Veronica, there was an accident in the house. I think one of the kids was playing with a lighter, and the unthinkable happened. And she lost everything. The ceiling was burnt, all the content, the children's clothes. You can just imagine, the house was trashed. And, you know, I heard about this incident by one of the guys that we were doing some renovations at my home. And, you know, one of the guy's girlfriend had, her best friend was a daughter of Veronica that had, you know, the fire happened on the 10th, and the next day a daughter passed down. You know, a daughter was ill, and we don't know if it was a shock or whatever, because she came from the clinic but it was a very sad situation. And then when I heard from this guy that was working with me about this tragedy, and I spoke to my neighbors, we said, we've got to do something. I didn't know Veronica, you know, but I knew she stayed in the street away from us. And so we approached her and asked her, is there any way we can help?
That you can help. Well, listen, yes, you're a good neighbor for reaching out to us. I really do appreciate that, and for caring about your neighbor this much. It's beautiful. It's great that you've done that, Veronica. What an awful day, of course. So the house went up in flames. You've lost so much, but tell us the rest of the story. Is Veronica there?
Hello, Martin.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
So sorry about your house. I'm looking at the pictures here. Absolutely horrible about that house that went up in flames. What else happened? Share the story with us.
What happened that day? My grandchildren were. I was outside cleaning the yard, and after that, I just see the flames because my three grandchildren, under 10 years old, they were in the house. So most probably they've got the lighter in the one bedroom. And it went up the flames. But lucky the neighborhood did come and help me. And my daughter was sick that time, and she went to the clinic.
Mm.
And I think it was a shock when she came back and found out that the house had burned down.
Mm-mm.
And we were three adults in the house. And they are unemployed, as Eldorado Park is. And all I can ask, just to restore my house, to live with my three grandchildren.
Tell me about your daughter.
My daughter, she's 23 years old. She was sick at that time. And she passed away a day after that.
After the house burned down?
After the house was burned down.
I'm so sorry.
But they said the organs did shut down.
Oh, no.
Most probably it's of the shock, I think.
That's horrible. So you didn't only lose your home, you lost your daughter.
I lost my as well, yes.
That's so horrible. I really feel for you. I'm so sorry about that. And did she leave a child behind?
Yes, a two-year-old child.
A two-year-old?
Yes.
And you stayed with them?
Yes, we all stayed together in that house.
So now the house is burned down. Where are you staying now?
I'm staying with my sister. It's just a street away. And I've got nowhere else to go. But I need to stay at my house as well for my children, my grandchildren's sake.
Who else is staying at your sister's house?
Yes, at the moment.
Who else is staying there?
We are about three sisters. The one sister stays with her children as well. So we are about plus minus 10 in the house.
10 people?
Yes.
So you're already 10 people living in your sister's house?
Yes.
It's just so much to deal with. It really yeah. is. Firstly, the yeah. fire, losing your house, losing your daughter. Yes. And, yes. of course, now yeah. having to find a place to stay.
Yes, that's the thing.
What keeps you going, Veronica?
Like the neighbors are helping me day by day to survive.
That's amazing.
Because right? I'm also unemployed.
So you're unemployed and you need to take care, well, of yourself, obviously, okay. your daughter's a little two-year-old.
Yes, and I've got my other daughter, two children. That's right, three grandchildren now.
My goodness, that's a whole lot.
Yeah.
That is a whole lot. You know what?
Yes.
I'm so glad that you have such fantastic neighbors. Sometimes that's the difference, eh? What a difference a good neighbor
grateful.
Can make.
I'm very grateful to them.
And I'm glad they reached, yeah.
They even gave us clothes to wear.
Ach, man.
Yes.
That's amazing. I'm so glad. I'm also grateful that they reached out to us. Mm. I want to get the ball rolling this morning from the Good Morning Angels Fund side. We want to assist you with 10,000 rand in Angel Rands, just for some food and groceries. For you and the family, and there are a lot of people in that house. But I know, Veronica, that is not even, that doesn't even come close to helping you enough. But as I always say, it gets the ball rolling. But now, I can also tell you that on the other line this morning, another angel on the line. His name is Kobus. Kobus de Plooy. He's a property developer. Kobus, is hier daar? Goeiemôre.
Môre Martin, ek sê, môre julle.
Dankie dat jy is op die show is saam met ons. Just like I said, I'm a luister na Veronica en al haar uitdagings in die lewe, die huis het afbrand, sy dogter verloor. Sy het nie werk nie, nou bly hulle 10 mense in huis. Dis moeilike tye, natuurlik nie geld om 'n ander huis reg te maak nie. Het jy vir haar goeie nuus? Dit klink vir my sy verdien goeie nuus volgend.
Martin, ja, Veronica, môre. Dankie vir die geleentheid. Eerstens van myself en my span wil ons het ons simpatie met die verlies van jou dogter. Dit is niks wat ons kan doen en wat ons graag wil doen kan dit vervang nie of haar terugbring nie. Maar ek hoop ons kan 'n verskil maak. Ons is eiendomsontwikkelaars en ons het besluit dat ons wil graag help en kyk of ons kan 'n verskil maak by jou en ons wil graag jou huis vir jou oordoen. Ons wil kyk of ons kan om terugkry na waar jy was en miskien beter. Ons het 'n paar mense wat saam met ons werk en van ons verskaffers genader. En ek wil in 'n besonder vir Helene Stevens van Goudras dankie sê. Sy gaan vir ons die dak voorsien. Van my en my mense af sal ons dan die res van die huis, die teëls, die ver, die pleisterwerk, die kombuis, die kaste, wat ek al nodig is om die huis vir jou terug te kry, dat jy en jou kinders, kleinkinders daar kan bly. En ja, dis maar net om die stories te hoor in hierdie tye is tragies en om jou kind in die proses te verloor is nog erger. So, ons gaan ook 'n ingenieur uitstuur om te kyk, ons weet nie of die struktuur moontlik seer gekry het in die brand nie. My mense was gister daar ons is deur die huis, ons kon sien wat se skade daar is en jy weet, en dit is nie, dit lyk nie goed nie, maar daai is alles goed wat ons vir jou kan uitsorteer. Die ingenieur sal gaan kyk en dan as dit nodig is sal ons daai struktuur moet afbreek en dan sal ons 'n nuwe struktuur doen. Maar dit sal ons met 'n inspeksie doen in die volgende week. Ja, so ek ons sien uit na die projek. Ons glo ons kan 'n verskil maak en ek dink as dit 'n ligpunt vir jou is, sal ons graag wil help.
Baie dankie, Kobus. Baie dankie.
Dis verskriklik goeie nuus vir Annika. Dis 'n paar duisend rand se werk, maar hulle gaan jou huis vir jou terugkry.
Baie dankie, Martin.
Kobus.
Baie dankie.
Bless you, man. Kobus deploy. Dis amazing en die span wat jy bymekaar gekry het daar om aan alles te dink en aan alles te kyk. Is ongelooflik. Van die teels en die ceilings en die deure en die kaste en die dak en die elektrisiteit. Al daai goeie. Kobus, baie dankie vir julle, hoor.
Baie dankie.
Kom ons sien Mark en julle. Dankie Veronica, sterk om die pad
vorentoe te
sien by die
twee. Dankie.
Dankie.
Daar sê Veronica, hoe klink dit nou vir jou vanoggend? Klink dit na
Hi. Voel verlig, dankie.
Dit klink na groot verligting, hoor, want ek kan my net indink hoe moeilik dit moet wees om daar saam met al die ander mense in 'n sel huis te bly. En is nie jou huis nie.
Ja, dit is die probleem, ja. Jy kan nie doen wat jy wil nie.
Jy wil jou spasie, jou huis, hoe Kobus en sy span gaan vir jou daai huis oordoen, lekker maak. Ek dink dalk beter as wat hy van tevore was.
Oh,
en dit is verskriklike goeie nuus.
Oh,
maar weet jy,
dankie.
Maar wag, daar is nog. Ons ken baie engele hier op Jacaranda FM, so Good Morning Angels. Baie, baie engele. Daar's baie engele om ons. En nog van daai engele is mense en is span mense met wie ons baie praat. Dit is 'n naam waarmee ons baie bekend is. En dit is Lotto Star. Ons het nou onlangs het ons 'n kompetisie gehad, How Lucky Can You Get? En hulle het ook geskenk aan Good Morning Angels. En hulle wil jou ook help met nog R50,000.
Baie dankie. Baie dankie.
Dis 'n groot plesier, so daar's ag, sies toch, man.
Dankie, man.
R50,000 van Lotto Star. Daai hulp van Kobus en sy span en natuurlik die 10,000 Angel Rands van ons luisteraars af. Good Morning Angels Fund. So gee dit so 'n paar weke en dan is alles daai uitgesort, hoor. Kyk na jouself.
Dankie, Martin. Baie dankie.
Liefde daar vir almal en daai ongelooflike bure van jou, your fantastic neighbors, and if Liesel were here this morning, she would have said love to everybody there in Aldo's. Thanks for reaching out to us and listening. We're kijk naar yourself, Veronica.
Ik zal zo maar. Dank je, Martin.
Oké, man. Bye-bye.
Oké, dank je. Bye.
Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.